Good Thursday afternoon and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Kelly Lackey and Sarah Hartung talking about the Holiday Showcase. And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
And we are ready to have a good conversation to hear today with the Greenwood Business and Professional Women, that's right, Kelly Lackey, and the Greenwood Cancer Fund, Sarah Hartung, and we are going to be talking about the 2011 Holiday Showcase. You know, it is hard to believe, Kelly, that we are talking Christmas, and yet every place just about is getting decorated and ready, so I guess it's not too early, but, you know, this used to be the time of the year that you talked about what? Halloween.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Thanksgiving, yes. But the Holiday Showcase, this is an event that the Greenwood Business and Professional Women have worked on, have done. Will this be the fourth one?
This is the sixth one, actually.
Sixth one. Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is grown and grown, and it has become so large. I can remember when it was at the Inn on the Square.
Yes, and that was before my time, but I do remember you hearing about it. So we have grown. We've moved to a bigger venue, and we really are excited about the venue. It gives us a lot more flexibility. So
that's right. So this is going to be going on this coming Monday. Now, Monday night is a good night because the only thing it conflicts with is maybe Monday night football.
If one cares about that.
That's what I was thinking, that, you know, women that just don't really care about Monday night football can be there. Now, this will be going on from 6 to 8 p.m., and Kelly, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on at the event?
Okay, well, it'll be our usual format. We're real excited about it. We have over 45 merchant vendors at this point that we're excited about. They'll be there showcasing the items that they have for sale in their own businesses. We have over 11 food vendors, so we'll have some wonderful heavy hors d'oeuvres. We'll also have beverages for grown-ups there. So that's always a lot of fun. Just everybody gets to kind of roam around and you know, look at everything that's available. The other thing, we have our merchants will all have a door prize at their table that every guest that comes is eligible to register for. And those are nice prizes valued at $50 or more. And, of course, our main event is the grand prize, which is provided by Sharp Facets, which we appreciate that every year from you. Everyone will be excited to hear about that and see that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Cancer Fund will be there with us. We'll be talking about the business and professional women and what we are and what we do. And it's just a great networking event also. And it helps you get started for that Christmas shopping.
Puts you in the mood, right?
Absolutely. There'll be a Christmas tree there, so whether it's, you know, cold outside or not, you'll feel Christmas is coming. So
if it's 95, we'll still have the Christmas spirit, right?
That's right.
Well, it is great that y'all have done this. It is such a nice tie-in with the Greenwood Cancer Fund. Now, Sarah, the Greenwood Cancer Fund is a little different than the American Cancer Fund. What's the difference between the two?
Well, the main difference is Greenwood Cancer Fund serves just Greenwood County. We don't receive any of the monies from American Cancer Society. We are a partner agency with United Way, and that's where most of our dollars come in from. And this is a wonderful event. It's our main fundraiser, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do in the community.
But what do you do?
We do help those that are struggling financially, that have a cancer diagnosis, get the prescription medications they may need to fight that battle. Sometimes they might need nutrition supplements or some medical equipment, a four-pronged cane, that type of thing. But we're real lucky with the United Way. The 96 Lions Club has a medical equipment closet now at the United Center, so that's helpful in that aspect. So that's
it's
been a good
little
thing.
Extras, really, that you help out with. I mean, the medications, but the extra things that are hard to sometimes for somebody that has cancer to acquire.
Right. Well, and we say nobody saves for cancer. So even if you have insurance, but now you have 15 medications that you haven't budgeted for at a, you know, $10 to $45 copay, that
right.
can really add up quickly. So that's where we try and come in and lend a helping hand.
And you are basically just, it's just for Greenwood.
It is Greenwood County residents.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little bit different than the American Cancer Society. All the money that is donated stays right here in the county.
That's correct.
That's true. So that's a very good thing. Now, this being the largest fundraiser for you, I know that you probably count on this every year now, don't you?
Well, I wait with bated breath to hear that, yes, we are definitely having another.
Well, I know, and a lot for a lot of organizations and everything, they've had to cut back on what they're doing, so it's great that the Greenwood Business and Professional Women can stay active with doing this. Tell us a little bit about the organization itself, Greenwood Business and Professional Women.
Well, we are a group of women that meet once a month, and it's just a diverse group of women. We all have different careers and things that we're doing, and the group has been around, not necessarily in Greenwood, but the Business and Professional Women started back in 1919, actually, and it came about the time that women were wanting the right to vote. So that's kind of an interesting piece of history, something I didn't know about the group when I got involved, but you know, I enjoy the group just because I've met a lot of people. I was new to the area when I came here almost 5 years ago, and it helped me to get to know people and network in town, learn about different things. But yet I'm also very impressed with the good things that we're trying to do. And, of course, the showcase is our main premier event. There are some other things that we try to get involved in on a smaller scale, but this is something that is very near and dear to us, and I really enjoy being involved in something that I can give back to the community.
Absolutely, and it is so good. Now, Business and Professional Women, you said they meet once a month. Where do they meet?
Well, actually, we've changed our venue. We are now meeting at Gatewood Country Club, and we meet on the third Tuesday of the month. It used to be on Mondays, but now it's on Tuesdays, and we have a nice arrangement with them. And
Time do you meet?
We meet at noon, and usually our meetings are from noon to 1. It's kind of a good lunchtime for ladies that have other jobs that they're needing to get back to. So that we meet there, and we just have a lot of fun together, and we have guest speakers from time to time. We haven't had that lately just with everything with the planning of the showcase, but we'll look forward to getting back into that and some of the other activities that we would like to do once we get past this, probably past the holidays, I guess you could say. So,
well, it needs to be all hands on deck when you're doing a major fundraiser like this.
Well, it really does, and we all come together. We all have different talents and niches as to, you know, what we're doing. I mean, I'm kind of the organizational person and have been trying to keep a handle on everything, but I have a lot of great help out there with because you know, one person cannot do it all, that is for sure, as far as soliciting the vendors and getting the venue. I mean, there's just a lot of things to do, but it's something that since we've been doing it for a while now, we're, you know, getting better at it. It's not quite as difficult. It just can get a little crazy sometimes.
Well, that is true. Now, of course, you are the president.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They kept me on for another year.
I was going to say, you were president last year. Did you not show up for that meeting where they reelected
you? Well,
you
know, I did show up. I did. It was just kind of an interesting situation. I fell into the presidency when someone else couldn't do it, but then they asked me to stay on another year. And as I've told people, you know, it's been a lot easier this year because I knew more about it. And, you know, it's an honor that they wanted me to do this again. So I have enjoyed, you know, taking care of things and, you know, doing what needed to be done. And, you know, it's just, like I said, great to be involved in such a great group. They're very nice and friendly and warm, and everybody, you know, likes to try to help each other out. And we help each other, like I said, in our businesses or even personally if it's needed. So it's great.
It's an excellent group. Now, if you want to become a member of this group, what do you have to do?
Well, the membership for the group, we are just on the state level. So we are part of the state BPW. It is $71 a year. All you have to do is fill out an application, which we have at our meetings. And then once you become a member, you can, you know, come to the meetings. There are some benefits as far as some of the other things that we have available to us as BPW members. You know, as far as the showcase, it gets you involved with that and just the networking that we have within our group. So it's a very low cost, you know, we feel, and most of those funds stay within our group to help us do the things that we need to do. So
it's easy to belong to this group?
It's very easy to belong to this group. And we are always looking for new members. In fact, you know, we try to do some things, and we're going to have some help from a sorority from Lander this year. And we try to help those young women, get them involved. And we have several young women that have come in, and we are hoping to see them again because part of our goal is to help young women who are getting ready to go out into the world on their career and kind of get them going since all of us are a little more experienced, just a little bit more experienced since we've been
just
out there for a while.
Two, right?
Just a year or two. That's right.
All right. Well, we are here with Kelly Lackey and Sarah Hartung. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the Holiday Showcase, how you can get tickets to it, and some of the vendors that are going to be out there that you're going to want to see. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Kelly Lackey and Sarah Hartung with the Holiday Showcase. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Right now the price of gold is right around $1,660. Down a little bit, but I'm going to tell you what, you never know what it's going to do anymore. So if it were me and $1,660 is a very respectable price, come see us today. You know, the great thing about what we do here is that we purchase the jewelry from you, not just the gold. So that makes a big difference when you're looking at selling a piece. So if it's in meltdown condition, hey, we are going to get top dollar. If it's got little diamonds in it, hey, guess what? We're going to add those little price of the diamonds in there. So it really adds up when you come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. So come see us today. And by the way, with Christmas so close, as you know, the Holiday Showcase is Monday. It is time to start putting things on layaway. So if you have something you would like to put on layaway for Christmas, you can do it right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. The prices are low, unbelievable low. Kelly, you were out there looking at those showcases. What did you see out there? You saw some things you liked, I think.
Oh, just one or two, maybe.
And that's why we have wish cards here, because you can come in and fill out a wish card, and then your sweetie can come in and purchase. Or you can put it on layaway and say, honey, I've taken care of it. You know, in this economy, it is tough, isn't it, though, ladies? Because we feel guilty if we do get anything. But you know what? It does make us work harder, doesn't it, Kelly, when we have a little something that we have acquired?
Oh, absolutely. And the little shiny things really make you have more pep and get up and go to do things.
Taking the kids to school, picking them up, being involved in activities, all the things that it takes to make things happen in this world, you know? So, guys, when you think she said, no, don't buy me anything, did she really mean it? Sarah, do you believe?
No, she did not.
That's right, guys. So take a tip from those that know. She may say, you don't have to buy me anything, just get the kids something. But she really means, you are going to get me a little something, aren't you? So come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. And gals, if you are looking for the experience of getting in the mood, what better time to gather up a friend or two? I know so many, having been out there, do come with a group of friends, and they walk around, and they have a little wine, and they have these little heavy hors d'oeuvres, and see new stuff, and get involved in all the drawings. In fact, we had a gal, Joyce Mitchell, just called. She says this is a savior organization for her niece. How about that? She said, God bless. And she said, is it Ann on the radio? Yes, it is. She won her drawing 4 years ago, so how about that? So she definitely believes in the Holiday Showcase and what business and professional women do for the community through the Greenwood Cancer Fund. How about that, Kelly?
I think that's wonderful. It's just great to hear things like that. It really brings it closer to home.
It certainly does. And, you know, that is the thing about cancer. It is a close-to-home disease. I mean, everybody is going to know somebody that has had cancer, whether it be in your family or a friend or a neighbor. We all know somebody that has cancer. So, Sarah, we wanted to talk a little bit more about the Greenwood Cancer Fund. If somebody wanted to call and get some information or possibly get some help, who do they call?
They would call me, and our office number is 223-6884. And we would start the application process and go from there and hopefully be able to help them and the needs that they have.
Absolutely. Now, is there some type of, you say an application, is there a, do you have to be of a certain economic strata, or how does this work?
Well, most of our clients, or all of our clients, are struggling financially, but there is not a limitation. As we said earlier, no one saves for cancer, so we try and help those. Sometimes it's just some people are getting involved in Medicaid, but it's going to take a little bit longer for that to take effect, or disability. Most clients now are still working, so that can be a strain as well, with having to take all of their PTO for their sick days to go to their treatment. So any little bit helps, like we were saying earlier. It might just be that they need a month's worth of medication to get them through to the other services picking up.
Sure.
So it's just kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. And what about, do y'all help with transportation if any of that's needed?
We do help some with transportation.
Okay.
Mainly gas cards. If you think, well, it's just back and forth to the hospital, but back and forth to the hospital every day for 6 to 8 weeks for your treatments can really begin to add up, especially when I noticed it said $3.23 for a gallon of gas today.
Absolutely.
So that can really begin to be a burden as well.
Well, that's great. Now, the new cancer center at the hospital there, how has that affected what y'all are doing?
Oh, gosh, if you haven't been there, go. It's just so soothing and just such a welcoming and comforting environment. I think that it's a true gem to our community that a lot of people don't know that it's out there, and that all the services that a cancer patient would need are under one roof. Radiation oncology, medical oncology, it's just wonderful to have that. And Design by Nature, who is going to be at the Holiday Showcase, they were uptown, but now they're in the cancer center as well. So that's been a huge benefit to have ladies that might be going through different treatments that are losing their hair or having procedures done. Patsy out there has been a true angel to help them.
Absolutely, and not only that, you can go up there and have a latte. I mean, I've been
right.
through
Garden
there.
Side Cafe.
Yeah, that's right. We've had we actually did a walk-through tour right before they were opening and did it live on the radio. How about that? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I bet so.
It was, absolutely. So
That's where most of our patients come from through the cancer center.
So now, would you say that your numbers are up over what they've been in previous years?
Well, we are fortunate that we're kind of holding steady, but the numbers for cancer diagnoses in Greenwood County have gone up, according to the latest numbers from the cancer center. I'm sorry, I don't have those, but we've been real fortunate to work with the cancer center and find ways. Some drug companies do provide services where they can get the medicines, but most of ours are pain and symptom medicine, so those are controlled substances, and that gets a little bit more tricky.
Okay. And I had a question in my mind. It just went out. What was I going to say? How big a staff do you have for this organization?
Ooh, it's a big one. Me.
You know, that is a shame, but that is a good thing, because that means that much more money is able to go right there to the patients.
That's right.
You know,
that's what I wanted
to make a point
right.
of. Yeah.
I am the part-time director of Greenwood Cancer Fund, but we have a very active volunteer board as well. So, but without people like Kelly and the Greenwood Business and Professional Women, a fundraiser of this magnitude would just be...
And that's what is great about the Greenwood Business and Professional Women, is that they have chosen the Greenwood Cancer Fund. You know, it's near and dear to their heart because it is a local organization, and I think, Kelly, you can speak to the fact that local doing for local is always the best combination.
Well, I totally agree with that, Ann, because I've always felt, you know, in my personal experience, you know, we all want to try to help out others, you know, if we're able to, but just being able to help out people locally, not just totally far away and unseen, I think it makes a big difference. Just the things that I've learned about the Greenwood Cancer Fund since I've been involved, because I've never heard about something quite this localized anywhere I've lived. You know, I think it's just a great thing for the community to do, and, you know, we feel very strongly about it because of the fact that, you know, they do depend on all the help that they can get, and, you know, we want to continue to do this for them as long as we can.
Absolutely. So what's coming up this Monday? Put it on your calendar. If you don't already have your tickets, you can go ahead and get your tickets now. Kelly, how can they get tickets in advance?
Well, we have tickets that are out with our different board members and some with the Greenwood Cancer Fund, but they can just call me directly. I do have some of the tickets myself, but we can certainly take care of them at the door the night of the event. That would not be a problem either.
Okay, and your number if they want to call
My number is 919-210-6932, and that is my cell phone, so just give me a call, and I can make arrangements to get together with you if you needed to get your tickets before the event.
Now, tickets for this are $25, but remember, There is adult beverages, there is heavy hors d'oeuvres, there's networking, and there's friendship and a great environment. So what a combination, and it goes to support the Greenwood Cancer Fund. Hey, it is time for us to hear a word from South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be back. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy day. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Kelly Lackey and Sarah Hartung with the Holiday Showcase. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here. We are talking about the Greenwood Business and Professional Women's great event, the 2011 Holiday Showcase to benefit the Greenwood Cancer Fund. That is coming up this Monday, October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. out there at the Piedmont Technical Multipurpose Building. You know, I understand they're getting ready to do the multipurpose building, and it is going to become a phenomenal. It's already great, but it's going to become even more phenomenal out there as a place to get together and have meetings and whatnot. So that'll be pretty exciting too, huh?
Oh, yes, it will. We are aware that they are going to be making some changes, have made some, and will make more, so we think it's just going to be even better for us because we don't plan to downscale. We only plan to upscale.
Upscale.
Our
All
events.
Right.
That's right.
Well, you have over 45 exhibitors that are going to be showing at this?
Yes, currently we do, and there may be a couple of more that are coming in last minute because people keep hearing about us and they want to get involved.
That's right. Now, I was looking over the list here. I'm telling you what, you have everything from therapeutic massages, beauty and skincare products, embroidery, gift and decorative items, a women's specialty boutique, hair salon, hair extensions, photography, designer women's apparel, jewelry, candles, everything you can think of, purses, bags, wedding, bridal, engagement, photography, kitchen, household products. The list just goes on and on and on. Cookware, because we're doing a lot more cooking. Bamboo stuff. I mean, all these kind of things are available, and it's all going to be under one roof, which is what makes it so neat, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. It gives you a chance just to go around and see all the different things that will be on display. You can also shop at the event, but it kind of gives you some ideas of new businesses that may be in town or people that have businesses from their home and a way to connect with them so that if you don't finish all of your shopping at the event, well, of course, you can see them after the event. So and just the fact that it is so close in together, we think that's just a great opportunity for our vendors to showcase and for our visitors when they come in to have a good time and see a lot of things and maybe find out about something they didn't know about. Just trying to help the community with some of the new businesses we may have around. So.
Absolutely. And, the other thing about this is you can actually buy at this event. I know some of the first ones that we did, they weren't really buy events, but now you can actually buy something. So bring that credit card. Bring your check, bring cash, whatever you want to bring it and be able to purchase right there. I'm sure the merchants, if you want to maybe even put it on layaway right there and they'll take it back and then you can visit, I'm sure they can work things like that out with you too.
Oh, I'm sure that they can. I'm sure they'll work with you whatever you need to do. So.
Sure, and you'll be able to set up for portraits. Everybody likes to do that Christmas portrait and get everybody together, or maybe you've got a new baby in the family that needs a professional photograph. So all that kind of stuff will be available there. So last year, how much money did you raise for the Greenwood Cancer Fund?
Last year, it was our biggest event ever, and we raised over $5,000. And we were very excited about that.
Right, and that's with a change in venue. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that was pretty darn good. Now that you're established out there at Piedmont Tech's multipurpose room, it should make a big difference, too, because people know this is where it's going to be.
Yes, absolutely. We like the fact that we can hopefully stay in one place, because it can cause a little bit of confusion, but most people know where this is because this venue is used for so many different things, and a lot of our business and professional women have a lot of events out there, so we're all very familiar with it, so it's a great place for us to be.
That's right, and the parking is easy. If you're coming to the mm-hmm. event, it's easy to park. The event is from 6 to 8, so when you get off work, you just need to go on over. Consider that you're having dinner right there. Would you say that could be happen, Sarah?
Definitely, because all the great food that'll be offered there, it'll be...
I'm telling you what, you've got Capri's, Fats, Frugal's ABC. Okay, there's a liquid lunch for you, or liquid dinner. Gatewood Catering, Greenwood Country Club, Howard's on Main's, Main Street Coffee Company, Old Main Catering over there at Lander, Starbucks, Sweet Expressions, Talk of the Town, and Through the Flame Coffee. Now, that's one I haven't heard of.
That's actually a new one for us this year. They are a part of the Main Street Coffee, and they're from Abbeville.
Oh, okay.
So we're excited to have them with us this year and, have a little more diversity with the opportunities for all the different things to eat. And there'll be plenty of things to eat, so you can certainly have your dinner there. You don't have to worry about taking care of dinner before you come to the event.
That's right. And, you know, I like this Starbucks. Last year when I was there at Starbucks, you know, they give you the little samples, right?
Right.
So I'd go by, and then I'd come back by, and they'd say, haven't you just been here? And I'd say, no, I don't think so. But lots of fun there, and everybody will be in a great mood, so come on out. Tickets are $25, but do you get your money worth, Kelly, just on the food part and the wine?
Absolutely. I mean, between the fact that you can eat a lot of different things there, sample some different things you may not have had, and the beverages, of course, every vendor that is there, the merchant vendors, will have wonderful door prizes available for all of the attendees to register for, and these will all be given away that night at the event. Prizes worth $50 or more from every one of them, so that's... a lot of prizes.
That's at least 45.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, we have the shopping that they can do, but also the grand prize eligibility. I mean, it's quite the deal. The deal for an evening out with your girlfriends, with whoever you want to go out and have some fun with for a good cause.
And you know what? It really is inexpensive when you consider you can spend $25 and do all this. What do women like to do? Shop, right?
Of course.
Eat, yes. Kibitz and talk, yes. It's a perfect time to do this. Mm-hmm. Sarah, I know that you're excited because this is going to be benefiting the Greenwood Cancer Fund, but you were telling me about some new T-shirts that are going to be out there.
Yes. Sugar Uptown has some cute little, I guess you call it tissue paper T-shirts that are light pink, and they have a little tree limb with an owl on it that's embroidered underneath, Save the Hooters. So I think they're really adorable, and they'll have those for sale that evening, but throughout the month of October as well, and some of the proceeds will benefit Greenwood Cancer Fund. So we were real thrilled that she was going to do that, so that'll be fun. And Salon on Calhoun is having a month-long sale as well. They're raffling off a hot pink blow dryer and flat iron and a couple other things, but they'll be there Monday night, and they'll have the pink feathers that all the kids are raving about right now, so that'll be real fun too. And they're having a cut-a-thon October the 22nd, and all the donations will benefit Greenwood Cancer Fund. So
wow.
October's a busy month.
It is, but why is it such a busy month, Kelly? Sarah, sorry. How come it is such a busy month?
Well, it has been dubbed the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that is wonderful for everyone to remember. But Greenwood Cancer Fund serves those that aren't just suffering with breast cancer. It's all cancers. But it's a great way for us to get our name out, get a few extra dollars, and make friends.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to come to a great event, October 17th, that is Monday, can you believe the month on Saturday will be half over?
It's hard to believe.
And I'm sure if you've been working as hard as you have to pull all this together, you are probably saying, wow, where did the time go?
Absolutely, because it does take quite a lot of preliminary work, and then, of course, you get to the last minute, it can get kind of crazy, and sometimes I think my family kind of wonders, is she ever going to stop talking about this event? But they know it's for a good cause, and they are very supportive, and try to help me out as much as they can, so that's great that they you will do that with me because they know how much it means to me to be involved in this group. So
that's right. And I know those rings that you were looking at out there in the store. I'll be sure to bring them.
That would be awesome. And I'll point out my significant other to you so you can show them some.
Oh, that's right. We're networking right here on the air here today. That's right. Sharp Facets, Greenwood Business and Professional Women. And, of course, you know, we're talking about Greenwood Business and Professional Women. And what is the purpose? It is just that, networking and women helping women in business and bringing young people, young women that are just thinking about getting into business. You know, it's tough being in business right now, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. It is. I mean, we see businesses start up and they just, they may work, they may not work, and you know, it can be disappointing. And it's, I think it's good to have someone that can talk to you about, you know, their own life experiences and kind of help you along. I mean, no one can guarantee success, but we all want to go into things with a positive attitude and hope for the best.
Absolutely. So we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll be talking more about the Greenwood Business and Professional Women and the 2011 Holiday Showcase. Hey, do you want to get tickets? You can get them. Just call Kelly after the show, 919-210-6932. That's 919-210-6932. We'll be right back.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Kelly Lackey and Sarah Hartung with the Holiday Showcase. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're having a good time over here. We were just talking about the differences between a live auction and a silent auction. And you know, I was just mentioning the fact about when you're having a live auction, sometimes people will look at who's winning it or who's got the top bid, and they'll say, well, I'm going to let her have it. My philosophy on that is, oh, they want it? Let me help bid here. I may end up with it, but let's see how far it'll go because it is for charity and this type of thing. But you said that you're actually going to have a silent auction at this, too, and there's going to be some fantabulous deals for that.
Absolutely. I mean, among some of the vendors that we'll have at the event, and then we have some other businesses and individuals also in Greenwood that wanted to help us out, and they have donated some wonderful things that will be on display at the showcase, and you'll be able to bid on them up until a certain time that evening, and there are going to be some wonderful things. I know of a wonderful handbag, but don't anybody else bid on it. And some gift certificate. And, you know, just a lot of different things I've heard about.
What bag was that now, Kelly?
I forget.
It was the black one from Blossom?
Maybe. But we have some gift certificates. We have some artwork, some home decor, just a lot of different things that we know are going to be coming in. So that's just another added bonus for your evening to get to bid on those wonderful items.
You know, and the neat thing about this, yes, they are deals because they have been donated items. So it's a win-win situation. It's going to help the Greenwood Cancer Fund, and it's helping you. So it's just win-win. If you miss this event, you are going to hear people talking about it afterwards, and you're going to be saying, you know that commercial, I could have had a V8? You're going to be saying, I could have been at the Greenwood Business and Professional Women's Holiday Showcase.
Absolutely. You do not want to miss it. We have a lot of fun, and like I said, it's all for a great cause. You know, it doesn't even seem like work because it is a lot of fun, and it benefits them, and you know, it's just a fun evening for everyone. So.
Well, not only that. It is actually, because it is the Greenwood Business and Professional Women, you know it's going to be done upright.
That's right.
Yes,
we
right.
do a class job on our events. We want to make sure everything is... you know, like going to any fancy show you might go anywhere else. We wanted to you present that way and want everyone to just feel like a wow factor when they walk in the door.
That's right. It's a wow factor. It's going on Monday night, October 17th. That's this coming Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. out at the multipurpose room right there on North Emerald Road. That's 620. You can get the jump on the holiday market. And here's the thing I do think about the holiday market this year. If you see something you want, you better go ahead and purchase it because you know what? I don't believe merchants are going to be stocking a lot of extra. They may only have a few of an item. So if you see it at the holiday gift show and you want to purchase that item, you better make the arrangements to purchase it right then and there.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea to me, because I agree with you. I think that vendors are having to scale back on what they want to do and don't want to be too overzealous, but I know we'll have a lot of things there that may be one of a kind also. Yep. So you never know.
That's right. Now, Kelly, you, of course, have your own Mary Kay business.
Yes, I do.
And I was just thinking what Mary Kay would have to say about a benefit like this.
I think that Mary Kay would love something like this because, I love being involved with the company, and it is certainly a company that empowers women. And also within the Mary Kay organization, there are various charities that we all help to support with our businesses and that Mary Kay as a whole supports, including, some cancers, like all cancers for women. They support that, so that's a great thing, and some other projects that they have. But, I really enjoy it, like I said, because it gives me the freedom to be my own boss, have my own business, but yet, do good things for others at the same time. So I'm sure Mary Kay would smile on an event like this.
You know what else I think is interesting? Mary Kay started out, and pink was her color, and she used to have the pink Cadillacs, right?
Yes, and they still have the pink Cadillacs.
Okay.
Yes.
But what is the color for breast cancer and all these women's cancers?
It is pink.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure when she picked that out, she had no idea that that would be the direction that would become such a popular color for women.
Well, I've kind of wondered about that, too, because every time it comes around and you see the pink with the ribbons and this sort of thing, it just makes me think about Mary Kay. It truly does, because, that's a main color in the business and the products, and then, of course, the cars. So.
That's right. So how close are you to getting a pink Cadillac?
Oh, I've got a little ways to go yet. A little ways to go yet, but that's okay.
I want to see the pink Cadillac here in Greenwood.
Well, there is one here in town that I know of, but I see them here and there and everywhere, and sometimes you'll see even the SUVs and that sort of thing. I mean, they're nice to have, but just a little bit different level than I'm on, but that's okay. I mean, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, and it's just great to have the freedom, since I do have a small child, to be able to do things with her too. So.
Absolutely. So are you going to have a booth out there?
Oh, absolutely. I sure will. I will be right out there.
Okay. And what will Mary Kay be giving away? Any samples or anything?
I will probably have some samples at my booth, and I will have a door prize that I haven't quite determined yet, but it will be something very fun and exciting, and probably something in the bath and body care area, just because that's a little more generic. But part of our business is that we come to you or you come to us, and you can try our products for free and see how things work out for you. So, just hopefully a big way for me to network and meet some new people here in Greenwood.
Absolutely. So if you want to see so many different things and have great food, whenever somebody goes to an event, okay, or they have to go to something for work where they have to go for training all day long or evening meeting, what's the thing that everybody always asks? How was the food? What is the thing they always come back and talk about? The food was awesome, or the food was terrible. Well, either way, but when you come out here, you'll be going home talking about the food. Would you say that would be correct, Sarah?
Definitely. The great food.
Yeah. Howard's on Main is going to be there. What do we got? Chicken fingers, veggies, fruit trays. Fats, of course, is bringing that great Calabash chicken and baby back ribs. Caprese is going to be there. They've got the best in Italian here. Main Street Coffee Company with lots of desserts. How about Sweet Expressions, cake tasting? All these good things are going to be happening.
Yes, absolutely. It's just going to be a lot of fun. You can go around and experience a lot of different things. So
have dinner right there.
Absolutely, and dessert, and coffee.
And coffee, and adult beverage.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, yeah, Frugal's ABC. Thanks for coming on board here.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, well, it's the Greenwood Business and Professional Women. It's the 2011 Holiday Showcase. How do you get tickets for this event? How much are the tickets? $25. How do you get tickets? Call 919-210-6932 or just come out there between 6 and 8. Now, if I remember, you do have a little gift bag. Are we still doing the gift bag?
Yeah, we will have what we call our pink goodie bags at the door for you that will have your beverage tickets in there and some freebies that may have been accumulated before the event, but it gives you a nice little bag to carry around as you go to the tables and gather some of their samples that you may be interested in, that sort of thing. And it'll have our program in there, which lists all of our vendors. So you will definitely have a little shopping bag to take around with you.
There you go. So, see, they thought of everything when it comes to this. Sarah, I know that you would just like to tell people how much this means to be able to have a fundraiser in your name. And let's just tell people again the Greenwood Cancer Fund and how they get in touch with you.
223-6884, and you can contact me for tickets as well. I have a few that they have given to me. So if you need a ticket, I can help you with that. If you need more information, 223-6884. And this truly is just a wonderful event for a wonderful cause. And we always like to say that Greenwood Cancer Fund is the perfect example of Greenwood helping Greenwood, because the dollars come from the Greenwood community and go right back into the Greenwood community with the clients that we serve. So it's just a great, fun, wonderful night by a wonderful group of ladies supporting an organization that is just top-notch with the support that they provide to their clients.
Absolutely. The thing about the Greenwood Cancer Fund is we never know when we might need such a service. And that
exactly.
is the beauty of the Greenwood Cancer Fund. It's there for residents of Greenwood County.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you need some extra help, just give them a call, 223-6884. That's 223-6884. You will not probably get a long answering list or different offices that you may have to try to figure out which number to press. You will probably reach Sarah, that's right, because she is the one. So if you have heard Sarah on the air today, you know who you'll be talking to. Sarah Hartung, 223-6884. She's with the Greenwood Cancer Fund, and like she said, she does have tickets. Now, Kelly, the Greenwood Business and Professional Women, great organization. What do they do? So if somebody's been listening and they go, hey, I want to get involved, what do they do?
Well, we are a group of women here in town, and we belong on the state level of the Business and Professional Women. But what we do is we network with each other, and we try to bring other young women or women of other ages, doesn't matter if you're young or not, to try to help you with anything you may need. I mean, we help each other as far as sharing our businesses with each other. I mean, we try to support each other with that. We also, of course, are doing the showcase, which is benefiting our community. But it's just a fun group of people, and we get together once a month on the third Tuesday, and that is at Gatewood Country Club. And if you had any questions or needed some more information, you can just give me a call directly. My number is 919-210-6932. It's just a great way to get out and network and meet new people in the community.
That it is. But also, you know, when you're starting out a business or you have a business, you run up against things, and it's nice to be able to have somebody to talk to that you can say, I can't believe I'm having this problem, and somebody else says, I've had that problem, and here's what I did.
Yep, absolutely, because I was new to this area. It's been almost 5 years ago now, and I didn't know anyone, and started meeting some people. I got involved in this group, and it just really helped me to have someone I could call on to help me with whatever I had going on or a question that I had. So kind of felt like the welcome wagon in a way, but it is good to know that there are people out there that are going through the same things you are and want to help you out.
And not all guys understand how women go through business either, do they?
No, they don't. Absolutely.
I knew you'd say that.
It depends on the business. You know, men know about some things really well, and other things, women, we just know more about those things.
Absolutely. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Just to clarify on that point, you know, women in business dealing, it's a little different, and I think, there's a lot of management tips and tools that one, as women, have to learn how to use.
Well, this is very true.
Work with a group, whether it's a small group or a large group, and you're trying to grow your business, you have to be able to pull that team together to make it happen.
Absolutely.
So if you'd like some help, if you'd like to belong to a great organization, Greenwood Business and Professional Women, give Kelly a call, 919-210-6932. Whether you'd like more information about Greenwood Business and Professional Women, whether you'd like to see about getting tickets for Monday night's event, or whether you need some Mary Kay. Hey, how's that for a plug?
That sounds great. Thanks, Ann.
All right, Sarah, I know we'll see you out there Monday night. We will be there. We'll be having a good time. Why don't you come out and see us at Greenwood Business and Professional Women's 2011 Holiday Showcase. It benefits the Greenwood Cancer Fund. You know you're doing good and good, so come see us out there. It is at the Piedmont Tech Multipurpose Building. We will be posting a podcast of this on WLMA.net, and there'll be a video, so see the girls all in lights on YouTube. Bye-bye, everybody.